Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. When it comes to money, do you know what kind of saver you are? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Several years ago, I came across a great straightforward answer to that question. It was in the financial education literature from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, which is one of the network of 12 banks and their branches that make up the Federal Reserve System. And the publication outlined 4 types of savers, okay? First, the planner saver. This is a person who controls spending and budgets to save. There's the struggler saver, someone who has trouble staying afloat financially and finds it difficult to save. There's the denier saver, a person who sees no reason for a budget because they don't see themselves in trouble financially. And then there's the impulsive saver, a person who unfortunately spends today like there's no tomorrow because their attitude is that tomorrow will take care of itself. So, what type of saver are you? To accumulate, grow, and preserve your money takes discipline. And while it's important to have a savings account, don't forget to get on track to also have that emergency fund, 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses, 12 months worth if you're self-employed, and have it in an account where you can easily access the money if there's a critical need. Regardless the type of saver you are, you can improve your savings goal by remembering this bottom line. You must always earn more than you spend. Or said another way, let spending less be your goal. That's a healthy state of fiscal readiness, and it takes your savings to another level, investing. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.